for the Dust Live. Man, we're about to get in. Got another crazy show as we always do. Y'all know how we do it every Wednesday on the show. It is the hump day at the Dust Edition. So, y'all, we're about to get in. We'll be back right after this.
Dust Body Radio. Life back to dust. Dust Body Radio. You need to tune in to Dust Body Radio. Life after dust. Dust Body Radio.
Life after dust. Dust Body Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit DustBody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
Getting light on the stars of tomorrow.
You need work in your career. Steady J holds the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your survival, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music lives with hot models, we got them. Life After Dust, Dust by the radio, to come up is a must, keep us tuned in on your radio, you could even visit DustBody.com every Monday.
Yeah, man. Before we get on, I gotta remind y'all what day it is. I'm gonna get my best friend over here to help you out. Let me tell you.
Uh oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day.
Yeah. All right, y'all, man. It's an exciting day, man. Today is an exciting hump day of all hump days. You know. It is so much wrapped into one that's going on at once, man. My brain can't fathom it all. It's going crazy. Well, first off, I'm on the list of some crazy things. We got very special show today. Very special show we're going to have in a bit. We're going to bring on radio personality Captain Waddle, who is the radio personality behind and the creator behind the show TNTBS, which is This Needs to Be Said. And y'all going to find out about what that show is all about, as well as y'all will also get her to share some of her views and some of the topics we're going to be talking about today, because it is hump day to dusk. You never know what's going to be said out of my head, so you got to be ready for that. Also, too, you know, we get the two-hour show. So for the second hour, we got my girl T. Marie hour. So we'll see what she got up her sleeve. You know, hump day is when she starts getting real wild. Y'all got to be on the lookout for that. Another big announcement is, I promise you guys, it's coming out this week, and I delivered. I did not, I'll steer you wrong, in which we now have the new issue number 4 of, drum roll please, Human Canvas magazine. So, yes, everyone, give a hand for that. Human Canvas magazine, man. We got, oh, my God, y'all. I told y'all every issue is going to get better and better and better. And I wasn't, you know, I'm not just telling you this stuff just because it sounds cute and it just sounds like the right thing to be said. We're getting better and better, really define ourselves. Who we are, we're getting more and more about who we are. You know, it's everything starting to come to pass. Everybody saying, okay, that's the magazine, man. That's the magazine of choice. One of the best ones. So, definitely. And what I got to say is about that, people who just behind all the magic of making it happen, you know, reading this far, you know, four issues in, you know, we wouldn't be as great as we are. You know, of course, you know, check out this double cover issue. So we got on the front cover is your girl, Miss Cammy as a head elf. Then you flip on the back side, you got another cover on the back side, and then you got my girl, Kalea Monet, as Mr. Claus. And y'all get to check it out. Magazine, a lot of great stuff, man. We changed the formats and stuff a little differently and whatnot. Y'all going to definitely love it, man. I promise you that. And, oh, my God, I mean, I almost cried at the magazine, y'all. I was really, I just so proud to just watch everything unfold the way that I've been wanting to unfold all along. Of course, you can check out the Tattoo Origin will be every doing it every month. You know, we are really talking about some different part of the tattoo world and what stuff originated from. You know, you get to also check out my editor's notes and always see what I got to say every month. Man, we got some more supportive feedback on the what is your favorite holiday memory. Angela, Molly Angela shares a few of her favorite things, which is some accessories that she loves. You get to check out that. To give y'all a little time to tell y'all a little more. They get to see me, yours truly, you know, make my modeling debut in the magazine. I hadn't stepped into the magazine in a model since yet, so decided to unravel it. I knew it was going to come eventually, me doing it in my own magazine, but I was holding off the right moment, and this is the moment I wanted to do it. So, yeah, check that out. You got a recipe. You got the Fan Art of the Year, which is by your girl Chelsea, a.k.a. Mac Beauty. Man, she's like one of the most heavily tatted people that's been in the magazine as far as the fan art section. So, yeah, check that out, man. Everything, it's a lot of great stuff in there. Definitely worth the buy, definitely worth supporting. So definitely go cop the magazine and be on the lookout for more to come. All right. So another one was I want to definitely just big up, you know, it's almost here, man. Saturday is a big day to my brother, my little brother. You know, he ends up getting married. He's married. So, you know, we're giving another hand for that too. And man, it's gonna be crazy. Be DJing the reception, and on top of that, I'll also be a part of wedding as well too. So y'all get to find out more and more about that. And you know, I'll share some of the feedback of everything on Monday. So y'all will be getting some afterthoughts, you know, aftermath of what's going on from after the wedding. So definitely y'all be on the lookout for that. Anything else I can't really think of I'm missing right now. So it's really as far as the top of all the list of things. Oh, plus on top of that, if you're not an artist, author, model, photographer, comedian, I go down a list of people. You are one of those entities and you're not on a desk spot. What are you doing? Get on the site, man. It's free. It's a site that supports the people that's on the site. You're not going on Facebook and Twitter. People can say one thing. I'm calling them out. But it is what it is. You're not going on a site that's not actually being active and supporting its members. It is not having to cost the members to get supported. So you want to continue to be just another number on the site, or do you want to be the site? There's a difference. Think about that for a while. But, yeah, what we're going to do, we're going to go to some music. We're going to come back after this, and we'll be getting ready to bring my girl, Captain Waddle, in the building. So y'all chill out right here on Life After Dusk Live. It is hump day after dusk, so I think it's totally fitting that we take it and get some hump day type stuff.
See, first of all, you know you wrong for that. Body bad, shaped like a hourglass or a Coke bottle. I gotta smash that. Your mind keep telling me no, but your body keep telling me hell yeah. Bump and grind like one time and let you catch like two. Get behind you like one time, you claiming that you do. Okay, now some may say that you three fine, and I'm hung like a noose. Let you unwind at the bar, then I take you home to get loose. You know why?
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly.
At night I'm all she thinking of, and in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby.
And I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
I'm all over your body, girl.
I take her down like she the quarterback. I be the linebacker, girl. I stay with Zach. She riding it like she can handle that. Like cardiac, I ain't arresting that. Deep breaths, I give her heart attacks. Motion sickness, why I rock the boat. Man, I have her thinking that I'll leave her back. Call me Peter Piper, paint the patch. Do the do, She quite attached to her dude, jealous. Beat her up to her soul, yelling. Degenerous like that girl, Ellen. Had to tell her we too ready. So she whined for me like R. Kelly. Now we finished, ain't no telling.
I take her home, I lay her down. I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down. I kiss her body softly.
At night I'm all she thinking of, and in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby.
And I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
Yeah.
I'm all over your body, girl.
And I won't tell it. Oh no, girl, I won't tell it. I'm so intrigued by your smile and your physique. You so unique, make me wanna take a knee. But I can't, so we stand for one night in my land. I beat her down, she tell her friends, now all the friends is on me. She call my phone, she all alone, she telling me she, yeah. So I come through, and she blew me like a chew, yeah. And yeah, it's true, yeah, the Lord bless me with you.
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly.
At night I'm all she thinking of, and in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby.
And I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
I'm all over your body, girl.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dusk with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, and we're back. In the building. But we're not by ourselves, because we're in the building. The host and creator of TNTBS, that's This Needs to Be Said. So we're going to welcome her to the show, my girl, Captain Waddle. What's up, what's up?
Hello.
Hold on.
Oh, God, the
ticket? I was tripping, y'all. I didn't really mean that, y'all. Don't fuck over.
I couldn't tell. That was like right on cue.
I know, right? I was like, what the hell? Like, whoa, it's already too late.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But what's up? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, which this is a weird seat to be in, because usually I'm the one asking questions. So I'm ready, I think.
I know. It's always, I find that always the weird part, too. It's like when people interview me, I'm like, I'm not used to being this. You know, so that's always the fun part, is you have to sit in the other seat. We usually in one seat for the most part.
Yeah, but, I need so that button off, you just had.
I want to tell everybody who you are and who doesn't know you, and know about TNTBS.
Okay, a little bit about it. This Needs to Be Said started out as a blog of me just, you know, saying hella random stuff online, kind of like an online journal people can see. And I was working with someone else on their dream, and it went sour 5 weeks after I walked off my job. And it was kind of like, well, what the hell am I going to do? I can't go back to my job and tell them I was just kidding. So I had to figure out what I was going to do. So the blog quickly became the radio show, and here we are 3.5 years later. I talk about things that people, you know, we talk real talk. We talk about hard-to-deal-with subjects. People say they do. They don't really. I like to ask questions just to get people thinking. You don't have to think the way I do, but could you think about what you're doing? Like, do you even know why you vote the way you do if you vote? If you go to church, why do you go to that church? Those kind of things. For everybody who thinks they know what to do in the bedroom and how to, you know, I can make everybody satisfied, you don't know that. Somebody's lying to you. And are you okay with somebody telling you that and, you know, pointing that out, how you can make that better, how you can be a better lover, how you can be in a better relationship, be a better parent. So all the things that touch your life are the things that we talk about in a nutshell. This Needs to Be Said.
Okay, so as far as that too, because, you know, a lot of times in shows, you know, everybody's already trying to be safe. Now, when people come to your show, are you one of the shows that like to be, okay, let's play the safe route, and we're going to make sure that you be very good and on your best behavior, you know, really tell the truth about how you really feel about something? Are you one of those shows? Are you one of the shows that really allows people to go in and really say what they want to say?
People are scared to do that, but I would rather you be as transparent as possible so that you can get the best solution for your particular situation. If you're going to have sex unprotected, just understand the consequences. I'm not telling you to do it or not. Like the doctor that comes on, she's been with me for 3 years. We talk about making a bedroom great. And she's a gynecologist by trade, but over the years, couples have come to her and say, listen, things aren't right in the bedroom. So there are psychological reasons. There's, you know, I was raised this way. You know, my mom said, you know, good girls don't do this thing, you know, or good guys don't do this kind of thing. So we get into all of that, and we talk candidly about it. She doesn't come from, okay, if you're a certain age, you shouldn't be having sex. If you're not married, you shouldn't be having sex. If you're this age, you're too old to have. She doesn't do that. She talks to the problem, and the problem is you're having trouble in the bedroom. How do we solve that? And help you come up with your own conclusion, kind of guiding you to figure out what's the best thing for you. Somebody might be into dominatrix. Okay. Somebody might not be into it. Okay. If your partner is, you might be in a bad relationship. You know, this might not be a good match. But we're not here to be your advice column, Catherine said, but I just want you to think about it, you know. Kind of a nice way to say, you know, hey, that just didn't make sense or that's kind of stupid, you know, for your particular situation because one size doesn't fit all. So, no, not warm and fuzzy, not, you know, using the kid gloves with them because it's time out for using the kid gloves. Why? You're in the mess you're in now because nobody told you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a lot of people call here, I call this show the unapologetic. Yeah, well, matter of fact, I call every show on the network the unapologetic
good
radio because I don't, you know, I like to say, I just don't like, I want you to say what you want to say. Say what you want to say, even if I don't agree with it. Because, I mean, especially y'all been paying attention to a lot of the shows lately, I don't agree that I haven't been agreeing with everybody. You know, it's even mm-hmm. putting the own host on here. And I think, like you said, that's some people want to see that. You know, not necessarily want to see drama, but they
right.
don't want to see you always agreeing with each other. It sounds too rehearsed. It sounds too, you know, it is, it's boring that, oh, you mean tell me that y'all think that every thing y'all think about is the same exact thought process?
Yeah, that's boring. And you can disagree without having the cattiness or the battle of the sexes or just being argumentative. There's no point in doing that. But you can have a good conversation. It can get heated. But we can agree to disagree. Okay, you see it that way, I see it this way. Fine, you know. But the conversation is two different points of view, and I'll even take, if I realize that me and the other person I'm talking to on the show, we really do see things the same way, I'll take the opposite point of view just to bring in a different perspective if no other voice comes in to do that. Because somebody's thinking something different. Somebody's not agreeing with, you know, going to church every week. Somebody's not agreeing with waiting to save up enough money to start their business. Somebody's not agreeing with what might be the best route, the safest route. Somebody's not agreeing with that. So it's boring. It is boring to hear two people say, yeah, what you said, I agree with that. In fact, I get mad when people do that. Why you agree with what she said? I mean, why? So absolutely
like,
not.
It's always you agree, but sometimes, you know, some people really do have an opposite point of view. But they don't want to share it because they don't want the show to sing like, oh, my God, there's going to be a debate. We're going to get heated. I don't want you to get heated. But
why are we avoiding the confrontation?
Boring.
It's yeah. But some confrontation is good. So, yeah. And don't avoid it. Embrace it. It's an elephant in the room. So let's talk about it. And that's what I do on my show. What I wanted to share with you guys, and I'm glad that you had me on, is I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we have an award ceremony here, and it's been about 7 years now. So this year, my radio show is nominated as Radio Show of the Year, which is pretty cool. And then I'm also up for a nomination for Excellence in Journalism with another organization, Charlotte Area Association of Black Journalists. And what this does for us is online radio shows, and I want to make sure I'm politically correct, and we'll keep working on that, but they call it new media. in the scheme of things, what you and I do is considered new because newspapers, magazines, television has been out a lot longer than what we're doing with the radio online. So we're considered new media. Well, there's not really a voice that says take online radio seriously. And even though you work really hard to pull your show together and you schedule things and you tell your friends and you tell them to tell their friends, you tell your guests to tell their people, you're working really hard to promote. You're working really hard to put together a show that people are staying up late to listen to. You're doing all this stuff, but it's basically going unnoticed. And there are millions of online radio shows, and there's not a strong voice for us to advocate for us to say, hey, take those guys seriously. Then on the other side, there's not a, someone holding us up to a standard to say, bring us quality information. Now, no, I don't want to be commercialized. I don't want them blocking what I can say. That's not what it is about. However, how is someone going to say, I want to be a part of what you're doing with my business? I want to advertise on your show, because that's one of the biggest challenges that we have online radio is people say, well, give me your numbers. Well, how many people do you have tuning in? Well, you know, and so we got to give them numbers. We have to bring traffic for their business. And we're doing all this stuff, and we're going unnoticed. We're doing all these things. We got results, but we're going unnoticed. So I'm excited to be nominated for someone who is a pioneer or an advocate for new media, and the category that I fall in for that one is for business. So here we are. We're in business, and it's new media. So I'm excited about that, and I definitely want to share that with you guys tonight.
And I want to congrats, and I wanted to address something that you were talking about. Like, you knew me. You can tell that they're trying to just slowly catch at this point because, like, for instance, at UNT, you know, my major I was doing, they started, you know, before I switched to communications, they switched to, it used to be broadcast journalism. Then they switched the major to electronic news. They got real smart. They said, okay, we see that this is not going to include internet radio. They were trying to cover all these different things, bloggers, all this stuff, and now they got electronic news. So they got real smart real quick about that. And like I said, it's a lot of different things like that. And the standard is really, you know, because the first, like you said, we're getting advertisers. Like, I can show people screenshot numbers and everything, but some people, it's because they still haven't wrapped their finger around what internet radio is.
Because the bigger people haven't endorsed us, and so being a part of an organization,
they don't want to, though. They do. That means that they got to take away some of the love they doing for the mainstream radio.
I don't agree with that. I don't think so.
Radio, well, I don't know, because they do that, see, here's the thing. With mainstream radio, a lot of times why the people are doing it the way they do it is because some of these advertisers, you know, and y'all know how we keep it real, shout out to advertisers, they just show love to us too because we keep it real, on the fact of they get to be puppeteers and go, okay, all right, we're supporting this artist, so we want you to play this artist a whole lot, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in order to get them ad revenue, you got to play the game the way they want you to play it. And that's why, you know.
Or do we, Seti? Because the thing is, we're pioneers. We're creating the rules right now. So we're on the forefront of that. We're going to be the ones making those rules. So that's how I feel about it. I feel that we're going to tell them how we're going to play it. We're going to tell them you need a category in your budget for online marketing. You got a budget for TV. You got a budget for FM radio. You got a budget for XM. Get a budget for us. So I think that we're in a position to tell them what the people want. People online anyway, you're on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook right now and you're listening to the show right now, you're doing two things right now. That's not stopping you from running your TV in the background for empty noise if that's what you choose to do. However, I think that we're in a position to write the rules right now. I just think we are.
But
I know we are.
I think mainstream radio is getting thirsty too because you think about it. When I first got on Blog Talk to my show, there was no on these mainstream radios. That was when the mainstream radio did not have their streams on. You could still have how long it took for them to finally catch on. Wait a minute, we need to start streaming our stuff over the net now. We got to stop just having it in the car because the car is cool and yeah, but most people. a lot of people are starting to transition. No one has a separate radio outside their computer now. You know, you're going to get a radio just to play the fucking radio station. And you're going to go, okay, let me get. But now they start to get smart. They're like, well, wait a minute. We're going to start losing people this way. So how are we going to do that? Man, it's going to work for internet radio, so let's do that. So I agree with you on the terms of you saying we are making the rules, but we got to be more – a lot of us got to be more – got band together, be more progressive about it. Because, like, for instance, like, with me and you doing these shows right now, and some of the guests that came to the show have shows on here. Like, a long time, when I first started, the first 2 years, like, the first year and a half to 2 years, it was so many black hosts. You know, we would band together and show so much love to each other, go to each other's shows in big numbers. We all would have this schedule. We'd go, oh, this person's show's going next. Let's all go to this show next. Okay, oh, there are people that's on now. Let's all go to this show next. That has failed because so many freaking people are so much about me, 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 me. How can I be about me? You know,
right.
and that's crazy.
And we're limited in our view, and I believe we get bogged down, and some people get burned out. Well, I've helped this person, I helped that person, and I didn't see any return on it. And a lot of times we don't set goals for that. I think that is a good point that you make, that we need to get back to that, because that's how anything that has been worth talking about and celebrating many years later has been because people have banded together. So I think since you brought that up, you have to lead the charge, and then I'll have to support you. But people don't see the benefit of it right away. They don't understand it. And that also depends on why they do their show. Why are you even doing a show? And you'll see me sometimes in the group ask questions like, is this a hobby or are you serious about this? Like radio, this is all I do, this and television. This is all I do. I left a job 5 weeks after being off the job. The person I was helping with their dream, we fell out. And I had to figure out quickly what I was going to do. And I didn't figure out until probably sometime this year how to make money doing this. I haven't been homeless yet. I've struggled a lot trying to do it this way because it's still new. People aren't embracing this. They're not accepting this. I'm having to sell me and what we're doing. So if we all band together and they say, oh, well, Sadie's doing it, Catherine's doing it, this person's doing it, okay, well, it's beginning to build some momentum. Okay, it doesn't make sense to have one shining star. Why do you want to be a diamond in the rough in this kind of situation? You want to be the one that stands out. You're going to be the only one, and nobody's going to really trust that. So you need other people that shine so that you shine collectively. So I think that's a good idea, and you should get going with that.
And, with the group that you have, I see that. That's one of the things I like about it because, and Ruby, for those of y'all that's listening and wondering what group we're talking about, she has a blog talk radio. Yes, it's a secret group. You gotta have a secret pass getting in. But
and
put this way, the group is what I love about it is it's a step in the right direction of getting back to what we're talking about. Different radio hosts supporting each other. And yes, if you miss the show at the live time, you don't have to feel bad. That's what archive is for. You know, some people are like, well,
and
I missed the show.
Counts.
It still helps. It still counts. And then they, heck, if you listen to it or you listen to it in archives, that means you still find a time out of your day to still remember that, oh, man, I might have missed it, but I might have to come back and listen to it. You still get a time out of your day and do that.
And Ramon Garrett is actually the one that's over the Blog Talk directory that we are part of. And I got an opportunity to be the admin. And some of the things, when you complain about something, you get to be a part of the change. And so having people be more interactive and support each other's shows and not being in there, we've gone through and gotten rid of a lot of people. If you're not supporting, if you're not interacting, if you're not willing to share. Because if you get big numbers on your show and you won't share with another person, again, why do you want to be a diamond in the rough? Why do you want to be the only one with those numbers? If you're doing something that's unique, this show is unique. Your site, your social media site outside of what we're already connected together on is unique, and you have a certain group of people that are primarily benefiting from that. And not that I know everything, but there's not a lot of places that entertainers can go and just socialize with each other. Because what if this one's in this city and they're doing something, hey, when you come through this city, come and try out this place. You know, they love what we do. They love comedy. They love hip-hop. They love, you know, R&B. Why are we not doing that? Because you can't be in the same place all the time. You can't be everywhere all the time. Share the wealth. Share the love. And what I find is when I refer somebody to somebody and it works out, I look like a superstar. Of course, if it don't work out, you look kind of crazy then. But when you help somebody get further in their goals, growing their business, any business that they're in, you look like a superstar. So why can't we do that? Why aren't we doing more of that? I don't know why people choose to be selfish. I don't know, because if you got spaghetti and I got garlic bread and your other friend got a cup of iced tea, then we got a whole meal. We can work together.
We were talking about this last week, and what show was it? It was on last Tuesday's show on Glitz and Glamour. We talked about a topic where it was, why do black people always feel they got to be in competition with each other? And we talked about it again on Monday. We talked about it again on Monday, too, because Tonya was talking about it with us. And a lot of times that's the problem. Like, a lot of people don't realize when we look at a lot of these people in competition, it's other white people in competition with each other. But they're not shutting each other down, trying to get like, or completely trying to tear this person's reputation in order to stay big. We got a habit of, you know, for instance, like with, and I'm gonna call names out. You know, y'all know how I usually don't. I like to call out names because I call that free promotion, and if I'm promoting like that, you need to be paying me. But on that case, this is one of the few times I mentioned a name. G-Girls and Media Takeout / World Star Hip Hop got beef with each other because they're like, well, they're over here stealing this idea from us. Well, they're stealing this idea from us. And instead of saying, oh, man, they're doing the idea, oh, that makes us look good, cool, now let's embrace it and try to get them to show us love for the idea. We want to get mad and sit there and try to hate on another website. Like, that's stupid. Like, I don't understand. Like, for instance, with me, like Dust Spot, y'all go on to the little spot on Dust Spot, y'all go to affiliate networks. When you click that, what did everybody see? You see other social networks that are made through Ning, by the way. And make sure I get that clear, too. That are made through Ning that, hey, support these sites, too. They support our sites. Support their sites. And a lot of people are not doing that. They, like, well, if I put another person's site up, it's going to take away from my site. So I don't want to do that. Like, no, that's stupid. End of the day, by me doing that and by those sites doing that too, it's actually helped those sites because people like choices. Why do you think about it? Why do people have a Facebook, a Twitter, an Instagram, a LinkedIn, Pinterest? I can go down the list forever and ever and ever, but why do they have all those different avenues? They like choices. Yeah, I got an Instagram. Right. I got Instagram video, but I can do this on Vine video, so I want to use these two interchangeably.
I'm hearing you. It confuses me because you have several different burger places. Like I don't know if you have like certain places there that may be different from here, but McDonald's is pretty universal. I think Burger King is too, so Wendy's, and I think we have Cookout here. So that's four different places you can get a burger. Now, if I'm not feeling like flame broiled, I can go and get something that tastes like maybe somebody cooked it on the grill, or maybe I just want, but it's choices. So I like what you said, it's choices, and nobody's mad that McDonald's has served over how many trillion, and nobody's mad that Burger King is choices, and it's something different. It's slightly different, and it's okay. It's okay to have those options. And if you think that the other person has more traffic and your goal is to get more traffic, offer something that they want. It's all fun and competition. Or can you marry the two products together? Okay, if you come over here to do your videos on Instagram, you said another one was Vine, then you can come over to Vine and do something different. I don't know. I'm not that savvy with those two sites. But maybe these two can partner up. And lots of social media sites have done that. So I don't know how people miss that. I don't know how you don't see where you can partner your businesses together and begin to leverage the networks. Now you don't separate the audiences, and they get the best of both worlds.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, MySpace and Facebook is so smart. They got everybody wrapped up into this whole hoopla that, oh, they're beefing with each other. But it what's funny about it is that actually they're feeding off each other, because now they got you built into this whole thing about which is better, but they got you on both sides, and they did exactly what they want. They helped you feed right into it. Because I guarantee you, you know, Twitter now, Twitter, for those of you that didn't know, Twitter's now on the stock exchange. It's in the stock exchange.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear
Facebook
about that.
First, and Twitter's now and I wouldn't bet that Twitter followed the model from Facebook. But at the end of the day, do you see Facebook going, oh, look at Twitter, here they come clapping off of me, and now they're going to be in a stock market like me? That sounds so stupid. Like, that's like saying that you look at the Fortune 500 companies, and there's a company that does the exact same service that's on the Fortune 500, which is not necessarily completely identical, but similar in the sense. So you mean to tell me that they need to handle each other too? Like, people missing the boat, man. Like you said, we gotta get back into the fact of realizing that it's straight for numbers.
And it's just different varieties. My show comes on at 2:00 in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. So you're not even on. We don't even intersect with each other. Even if we did, you can listen live to one show, you can listen on demand to the other one. The numbers still count if that's what we're going for. The content is still there. It doesn't change because you didn't listen to it live. Again, it's choices. You can listen live or you can listen on demand. You can download it from iTunes, whatever. But we have these options here, and people have different tastes of what they like. There are certain conversations you probably would rather have later at night than you have at 2:00 in the afternoon or 10:00 in the morning, you know? So it's choices out there. And if we're not looking objectively at that, we're going to miss lots of opportunities. We're gonna miss opportunities where we could spend time on each other's show and interview one another and just talk it out, you know, just cross-promote each other to support what each other is doing, you know. It's just a lot of missed opportunities. And instead of us pitying the people, just, Seti, you're going to have to start the movement. Again, you're going to have to, you know, really talk about it and get people supporting that, because we want it. We want to work together. We want to all be successful. But something in us individually has caused us to kind of shut off. We get hurt once or twice or three times. It shuts us off. And we say, you know what, forget it. I'm not working with other people. I'll just do it myself. You know, and it takes us sometimes going through getting our feelings hurt, somebody taking an idea and trying to, you know, run off with it and do something, you know, behind our backs and grow a business off of our ideas or either our sweat and tears, whatever. It's going to take getting hurt sometimes, but we keep going, and we're finding great people to work with and people who have a bigger vision. Because people who are just taking some crumbs to run off and try to do something, they're limited. They're limited in their point of view, and you can't waste your time thinking about those people. So
right.
So when you start this campaign, you're going to start tonight?
Yeah, Tony Neal came to the show. After you came on the show.
I've been doing it, but I'm saying, when are you going to make it bigger?
I'm ready to make it. Hey, we got the right tools in place. As a matter of fact, it's people in this chat room, Urban Souls, even though, and that's the thing, too. People are missing the boat up. It's bigger than just blog talk. Like,
oh, my, it is.
Let's be on the whole thing of internet radio supporting each other, period. Because this is Urban Souls in the chat room right now. Urban Souls, they actually started out here on Blog Talk, but then they moved over to Spreaker. And on Spreaker, it's still in their radio, but it's still people are catching up, not catching the point where, some people are clicking and like, well, they're not on Blog Talk, so I'm not going to support it. Like, that doesn't make any freaking sense. Like, that's stupid. You were supporting the show when it was on Blog Talk. It's still the same great show. Go support it while it's on Spreaker. It doesn't matter what platform. The fact that they're still...
Because, again, it's choices. Somebody
radio.
Else likes to tune into that. It's a choice.
Right.
Wow. We got work to do. We got work to do. But anyway, let's lighten this up a little bit because we're talking like business. Like, it was just us chatting on the phone. Like, when are we going to make our next move? But absolutely.
Yes.
So hey, ask me something.
A lot of people listening, I think that they've been feeling that way, and they've been feeling that way for a long time. And like you said in your show, your tagline, there's an elephant in the room and somebody needs to speak about it.
Yep, and we did. So ask me something. And I know, Seti, I know you because we talk back and forth a lot. But who else is on with us? Because you said you had your best friend here. There's somebody else I hadn't heard that voice.
Oh, no. Tina Reed, she'll be on.
Okay, she's coming up. She's coming on later?
Yep. She's going to the second hour.
Okay.
And I never know what trouble card that woman's mouth on Hump Day, yeah.
I love that commercial. Okay,
yes.
So I just want to make sure I wasn't.
I got to get my system.
Oh,
I got to get that.
Guess what day it is?
You got to do it.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Anybody?
Hey.
I love it.
I got to get my system. It just reminds me of me because I would be that adoring and continue to do it. No, and it's first like it's like. I'm going to go into another topic. Something I know, like y'all, like, oh my God, man, man, you feel the fire coming out.
What's going on?
Nah. I was over there for me go crazy, man. I saw you jump off the Empire State Building. Not kill myself, but to just like jump and free fall and just land in the.
I'm glad you cleared that up. I was like, was it that kind of day?
No. That's why I had to clean it up. I know y'all was like freaking out. Like, what? Like, no, like
okay,
jumping off.
Somebody's
like,
phone, help. Somebody call for help. Help.
So, yes. Like landing safely, not like on crazy stuff. Like, you know, just like you feel free. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel like, oh my God, man, I could fly if I wanted to right now. But, all right, so I'm going to throw some other topics at you. Because
okay.
It is Hump Day, and you never know what is going to, like, you never know what's coming out of my mouth either. Now, as far as, because did you be interviewed, too, I have to peer into your business. Well, I do this. I get the answer that I want to get.
Okay.
All right, so as far as mainstream radio hosts, because I know there's something that you... There's some great mainstream radio hosts, don't get it wrong. Who are some of the ones that you love? Like, if you had to pick
Tom Joyner.
Three.
Absolutely.
I love Tom Joyner.
Yes.
I like Ricky Smiley. Because he reminds me of me. He's a lot. He kind of me. We're different. But the same, like, we're just both off the wall, and it's like, what the heck is going on with this dude now? He would say, like, yeah, I know, like, I make up all kind of, I would say some off-the-wall phrases like dick vouchers and coochie coupons. Yeah, no, those are part of the Life at the Dust Live vocabulary. So, yes, you never know what's going to come out. So, I'm back with Tom joining. All right, so you got two more. Tom Joyner.
Mainstream radio only?
Yo, I'm sticking to mainstream radio.
Okay. I like Tom Joyner, and the reason I like Tom Joyner is because I like people who are pioneers, so I would lean more to him. I like Steve Harvey because he's figured out a way to just really mass produce himself. So I like the business sense behind him. But I like Tom Joyner because I've learned so much. He's been around so long, and I've seen his show change, and I can watch him grow, and I can learn from that. And Howard Stern, I like Howard Stern because he's going to say whatever he wants to say, and I like that.
Okay, that's an extensive list. I'm rocking with that whole entire list. I am. I'm really... And I like that because they're all different things. And I like Steve Harvey, man. This dude, man, he is really learning how to master this. I'm going to say another one. I'm going to throw onto a list of people, Michael Bazin. I like Michael Bazin, too,
yeah.
Because, you know, he, like, some of the stuff that was going on there, because, like you said, like, and a lot of the way his show is formatted, too, reminds me so much of your and me and your shows, because they talk about the elephants in the room, have different, a lot of different stuff they have about the sex that they have. No, they have a sexual talk they do every Thursday. You know, they talk about everything, like your bad kids. I mean, be putting their
yeah.
place, you know, they talk about all that stuff. So nothing is untouched. So, yes.
Okay.
It is.
I can agree with that. When he first came on the, I'm kind of working that out in my head. When he first came on, I used to love to hate him because I was like, he's a male chauvinist. He hates women, you know. And then they kind of lighten it up towards the later years where, and see, we don't have him in Charlotte anymore. So I'm guessing you guys are still listening
yeah,
to him
we
on
don't
here.
Have him here. We don't have him here.
You don't? Okay, he came off air here in Charlotte, but when it got, you know, towards the end of his time on air here, it seemed like it was, you know, the guys seemed to always win the battle of the sexes, even if they didn't, kind of stuff. So he still kind of threw that in, like he leaned more toward, you know, favor of the guys kind of thing. But he was more likable by the end. But at first I used to tune in because I had to tune in so I could keep disliking him. So I had to know what I was hating on that day, so I had to tune in. So it still worked. You still have people tuning in because you can't be mad at somebody if you don't know what you're mad about. You know, that's stupid.
Right.
So you got to tune in so you know what you're mad about. And so that's what I did. I tuned in so I'd, you know, be on there like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. Oh, he makes me sick. And I can talk about why he made me sick because I tuned in. That is nutty.
Oh,
I did not just tell you that.
Yeah, I know people like that too. Like, being like, this woman is off the wall. Okay, now I'm going to.
Crazy.
So okay, that's appearing to your business, to your personal life. Okay, so for those out there that don't know, you know, or are trying to know, you know, as far as your dating life, are you dating, single, mingling, married? What's the deal?
I go for the free lunch. So I date, and I date often.
Okay, yeah, that is the answer. That is the answer. now I'm going to go into my ghetto mode. So why are you single? You think you too good to get a man? No, you know, people always want to do that.
No, like, I don't know. I think I am the problem, for real. Like, now I'm on the couch. Like, it all started when I was, I don't know, like, I don't know what the reason is. I think I am a dynamic woman, but once they get me, it's like they take me right back to the house untouched, unharmed. They bring me back. I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other day, and I said, girl, when they leave, they don't even call back. They're just so glad to get away. They don't even call. I don't know what. I have no idea. I have no idea. I can't tell you. I don't know.
Did you get a sock and hit them? You get a sock and a bunch of rocks and hit them?
I don't beat them up. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too good to be true. Maybe that's what it is. They don't feel like they deserve me. Maybe that's the problem. Let's go with that.
No? I'm not with you on that. I think sometimes some people like that. Like, if you're too good, like, you're like, okay, well, this person's, like, down to earth, and they, you know, for instance, like, some people get real when it's a girl they're talking to, and she likes sports, you like sports. She's cool playing video games, you know, and it's like, whoa, something ain't right. Now you sitting here trying to add up, okay, wait a minute, it's not making no sense. Like, you're hiding something, so now they insecure, and they don't know why you're hiding something, and they can't figure it out, so that's why they got their guard up, and some of them run away right away.
I don't know. Maybe one day they'll be brave enough, and we can have them, like, on a panel discussion, and they can tell us what happened. I don't know.
No, that's gonna be good. That
would be awkward. I don't know. I have no idea. But I do date. And my life is pretty busy, so I have to take time, you know, out to spend time with someone. So I have to be intentional about that. So I guess it's kind of irritating to go on so many dates because it's like, well, you know, dog, can we just get somebody? We got a regular routine. That would be nice, you know. But yeah, dating is something that's still in my vocabulary.
I think that's what it is. You know what? That's what it is. A lot of people, they like to know, they like space. They don't like spontaneity. They like you to be on a schedule, and they want you, oh, right, at 8 o'clock p.m., you're going to be doing this. And then on Saturday at 1 p.m., you're going to be doing
this. So you don't want your life
no.
planned out? Is that what you sound like you're complaining. You don't want your life planned out? You don't want to know in advance?
I like it planned out. I like it planned out.
Yeah, matching
out.
Shirts, his and hers.
But
you don't want that?
I like spontaneity. I want a little bit of both. I like to be well thought out in my planning process and execution, but I leave room for spontaneity. Like, a lot of people don't do that. If one little thing falls out, we need it planned out.
We need to know what's going on because you just jumped off the Empire State Building in a free fall just a moment ago. So, see, you we got to plan that kind of stuff. We got to watch you. So, yeah.
I've made a lot of great moves on impulse. It's about cause I just have to know the right time when it's just it's kind of the stock market. You got to know when to jump on something in the stock market right away because if you don't jump on it at that right time, you might miss the boat and then you're going to be looking like, dang, man, I should have gotten that while I had a chance to. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
you have a little bit, yeah, because I would need to plan. I was like, this is not jumping off the Empire State Building. Not on the schedule. I will see you downstairs. Not doing it. Yeah, not doing it.
Oh,
too scary. Like, do you have an insurance policy out on me? So, yeah. Okay, that wasn't too, that didn't hurt too much. All right. I'm probably going to cry in the dark tonight because I had to come to a reality that, anyway, no one wants me.
Now, another question, as far as today's hump day, and I'm going to be very, very nosy because I'm just like the best guy.
Just ask
that
question.
Right.
Just say
are
it.
You?
I still got the option to lie. I mean, come on.
I was going to put my colorful disclaimers. It always makes the question so much more fun. As far as when it comes to the bedroom, are you a person like to be more dominant? Or are you, like, more submissive?
Oh.
Some girls, they got to be in charge, and they got everything. They got, like, some girls that have everything. They got to be in charge. Like, when you were talking about domination.
Well, let me ask you this before I decide if I'm going to tell the truth or a lie about this question. I still have a few days. Listen, I made a New Year's resolution that I was going to not lie this year, but we've gotten most of the, you know, way through the year, and we got a few weeks left. And I found out I lie a lot. But anyway, so before I have to make this critical decision whether I'm going to tell you the truth or lie, looking at me and your interaction with me, do you think I'm dominant or I am to be dominated in the bedroom?
Looking at you, some conversation, I'm going to go with you're more so on the side of being submissive more than taking control. Let me show you how I came up with this thought process.
Oh,
look,
I gotta hear
like
this. Your answer might be better than mine. Go ahead,
Dr. Phil mode. Here we go. So, because and let me go ahead and put this out there. I am not a licensed lovologist, people. Thank you very much. But anyways, yes. As far as I evaluated, because you're a very powerful woman. So you're not going to just lay there and be like, oh, you get to make all the moves, do what you want. Let's do what you want to do. You're a person that's still going to be, you want to still be a big decision maker, but you're very, if a person earns your trust and they're consistent about something, then you're going to be like, okay, I can let this person take control. I feel
who
like
you
I'm
been talking
comfortable
to?
Enough.
Hold on. Wait, who you been talking to?
No, I'm. I'm good at reading people, man. I'm good at reading. On Thursday show, we got a segment called the Read.
And that's when we read the hell out of people. And I'm just good at reading people.
Wow. Wow.
So was I right or was I wrong? That's what I was.
Man. Doggone it, I asked some of my friends to listen. So if I lie, it's going to be no. No, they wouldn't know that answer to that one. Now, you're dead on. It has definitely be trust. Has to be trust. And then some of it fluctuates between the partner, because sometimes the partner is more submissive than I am. So if he's not really a dominant person, it's not going to be like, oh, come on. But it's like, okay, well, this is a time where I could, you know, I don't have to be as business powerful, but we're going to get the show on the road and we're going to still have fun. But it depends on the partner too. But it's a lot of consistency and can I trust you? And that might seem like a no-brainer, but you know if you can trust the person by can you do this with the lights on? Can you get up afterwards and not grab a towel immediately? Are you quickly covering yourself? Are you shy? Are you not comfortable in your own skin? So if I'm that comfortable in my skin with the person, absolutely I can be submissive because I don't feel like I have to take control. I can relax. Whew, finally. So you were right. You were dead on with that. I don't know who you talked to, but you were dead on with that.
I do what they do. You know, that's what I just do.
Wow. You might have missed your calling.
I know. I saw D.I. Warwick went on the Soul Train Awards that day. I'm going to ask her if I can join the Psychic Friends Network with her, you know, make some stuff happen.
I knew you stopped. Why didn't they know that was going to end? Why didn't they see that coming? I always want to know that. Why didn't they see that coming?
I told that joke. I asked somebody the other day. I said, did Dionne Warwick see that award coming? You know, I just wondering. She must have known that the Soul Train Award was coming her way. So she can't really be surprised because she's a psychic.
Yeah, they. I don't know. I don't know if I could trust that. I had somebody, listen, I was so curious. I've always wanted to go to a palm reader or a fortune teller, right? So one of my girlfriends and I, we went to get our palms read. And so the lady said she's going to teach me how to read palms. Now, stop it. I thought it was a gift you had to have. You could take a class and learn. I was like, stop it. Stop. That made me so mad. Oh, she made me so mad.
I know how to read palms for the gift myself, too.
Did you take a class?
I could tell how ashy their hands are until when the last time they used lotion.
Stop it. So if I come to you with ashy hands, I'm going to get a free hand massage with some lotion.
Mm-hmm. You can tell they jacked off enough. You know they jack off a lot.
I won't touch that
they
hand.
Their hands are well lotioned up, but you look at the rest of their body as ashy as hell. That means they spend a lot of time with lotion in their hand than they do on their own body. So that's what you can make an inference of.
Out of control.
All right.
Out.
Well, before we go to the second half of the show, I want you to go ahead and let everybody know your info and
Absolutely. How
they can stalk you, as I like to call it, stalking you on social networks.
Well, my page is public on Facebook, so definitely check me out. But you can go to thisneedstobesaid.com, and you can connect to all of my social media from that one spot. That way you're not confused. You'll remember thisneedstobesaid.com. And you're going to, like, hear this in your dreams tonight because you'll say, well, that needs to be said. This needs to be said. thisneedstobesaid.com, and you can connect to me on all my social networks. Let me know that you heard me on Dust Spot. I would love to know that. I would love to connect with you, and let's see how we can grow together. Simple enough.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Oh, no problem. Appreciate you. You know, bring it's always fun to bring the radio host on the show and have them, you know, act crazy on the show. And I will one day will be on your show. I will be on there right away.
I'm glad
you
know this is recorded, right? You do know this is recorded.
Yes, I know.
You're aware
of that? I know it's.
Okay.
I'm aware of that. That it is on the record.
Okay. All right. I was just checking.
I'm aware.
Just checking.
I'm aware it's on record, so I know if I can't be, it ain't no fretting. You know, it is what it is.
We'll put it out there, Matt. So yes, I can't wait. We'll get that plan real soon.
All right, so with that being said, everybody, you know, we're going to go ahead and go into a quick song break. We come for a quick song break. Team Marie, what you got come up on today's show today?
Well, it's hump day. Look at me sounding all happy. It's hump day, and today I'm going to be talking about what's this, drunk sex or sober sex? Holla at your girl.
I like that part.
Hump
day. Oh, man, that's going to be... I might have to put a fifth on the show.
I'm studying with the cop, but people might not know is I have an IQ test that we're gonna take to see how see our IQ level when it comes to sex. So
yeah, I'm pretty excited about tonight.
Wow. Okay. On that note, we just got to go to a music break. I gotta get my mind right, Lord.
Get it right,
all right,
Teddy. Y'all. Get it
oh
right.
My God, what have I got myself into? All right, so if we go to my boy Q Harper, and if we go into quiet time, man, if we're going to quiet time because you know Wednesday is getting quiet time. If you know what I mean.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah. Let me do all the things that make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the quiet time with you. Just let me feel quiet with you. Ooh, baby. Just let me feel quiet. I wanna spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh.
Good night.
Yeah, and we get the second half of the show, y'all. We getting slick in the half of the show.
Yep.
Y'all know how we do it. We can't start to the second half of the show without doing the way we start the first half on every Wednesday, and that's...
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Anybody?
Day!
Yeah.
Yep. Happy hump day, everybody. Yes, it's time to turn up. Yes, you're in my hour, and we're talking about what we're getting ready to discuss. Which is best, drunk sex or sober sex? I already got people tweet me. One guy tweeted me and said drunk sex is like, what do you say? It's like Terminator dick. Yeah, I was like, what?
Terminator dick? Wow.
Yeah, so that's my thing. Hold on, I'm trying to get something situated. Here I come. I have to hook up my
Wi-Fi. Here I go. Come on, don't jump. Move. No, I ain't gonna get into nitty gritty all the way yet, but I'm gonna have to say, oh man, depend on the person, depend on the situation.
I agree with you.
Because sometimes, man, sometimes some people, you know, you're real cool with them, and you don't necessarily want to, and you don't want to, how can I put it? You don't want to jeopardize your friendship per se. And so when you drunk, you know, you make a lot of decisions you wouldn't make if you was sober. And, you know, a lot of things happen that wouldn't happen if you were sober. So I'm going to have to say, it just, like I say, depends on the case. Like, sometimes it might be a friend you like, oh, man, I would do some things to it, but not really. You know, it'd be in the back of your head, like, not necessarily something you want to act on. No, truly act on it. It's a thought. But you drink something that we like to call super juice. Because you turn to Superman all of a sudden and start wanting to do things you weren't going to do before. You know, that's what happens, man. And then all of a sudden, what do you know? You wake up the next morning, you're like, oh, we did something to each other last night? Okay.
I know. It's been one time where I done had me a long night and then turned up so much I had to die. I was you ever just got so wild when you was just drunk to where the next day you wake up and you're like, damn, I'm ashamed of myself.
You know what? A lot of people know. I've been this up once. I've been very highly tipsy, but I've only been drunk one time. Nothing bad. Nothing crazy happened. But I'm like, if that stuff happened, I don't want to know what happened if I was drunk there for real and wasn't in that safety of that environment. Like, you know, the only time I was pissy drunk, it was for my birthday, actually. And we were playing cards every time. We were playing Pity Pat. For those of y'all from New Orleans, y'all know about what Pity Pat is all day. And we were playing that every time if you lost your hand, you had to take a shot. Man, I would drink 11 straight shots. And people know me, a lot of times not take shots. I'm like, I just like taking a shot. I'm like, all right, shot. Are you going to chase it? Nope. Shot. 11, 12, 13. I took 13 straight shots.
Damn, Teddy. What was you drinking? What shots was your ass drinking? That was a lot of shots to be taken.
It was Green Apple. It was a Green Apple vodka. And that shit, oh, my God. I don't even remember nothing I did in K-Tel next day. They said I was running around the house chasing everybody, like I was a dog, like I was going to bite them and barking at them and stuff. And I kept doing that for a while, just running at everybody like I was a dog. And after I did it so long, I passed out to the couch and fell asleep. And I woke up the next morning and was like, wow, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What the heck?
Damn.
It's not weird for me to wake up late, But it's a different type of waking up late where you like, you waking up late and you don't remember nothing you did before you went to sleep. So that was, that's how I felt.
Yeah,
oh,
and that's
man.
Me. Oh my God, I know, I need, I'm with you on that. Just a lot of times I don't remember why. No, let me stop. But see, that's why I don't go out to clubs a lot, because if I go out to a club, I'm guaranteed to get, like, white girl wasted. I'm going to be drinking until I can't drink no more. And I'm not the type who's going to be stumbling and falling out, taking my heels off in the club. No, that's not me. But I definitely turn up, and I'm going to be chug-lugging and chug-lugging, and when I feel like I can't chug no more, then it's time to go home. Yeah, but I think that, I don't know, I think drunk sex to me is better. To me, drunk sex is better.
It just depends.
The reason why
is
because when a person is drunk, they tend to show their emotions and their feelings, and they just tend to open up and let go, whereas the person that's sober, they're thinking about, do I got, look at me, I done went straight to hit somebody, do I, you know, they don't.
Yeah,
I'm
over the phone line in a second to get people's opinion, because I independently cannot figure this out for Lord knows what. I can't pick, because for instance, some people are drunk. They do some freaky stuff they would not do if they were sober. You know, some people, they do sober sex. They're like, okay, let's do this basic position. Let's do this basic position. But they drunk. They want you to have them against the wall. They want to be against the washing machine. They want to do it in the pool.
Pull my ass, slap my ass, call me a bitch. Now let me stop.
So it is a bit of a situation, and the person, it is everything is contingent on all that different stuff, because you know, sometimes some people are sober, they just absolute freaks, so they don't need no Superman juice to do that stuff, so it depends on the person.
Yeah, I guess, because then you have some people that don't even drink. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, to me, it's just like, what
I don't need to.
I don't know, for me.
You mean, are you up, I can't say, oh, you're up tight. It's like, oh, God, do something. It's going to be, go drink something, man. God dang it. I can't stand, like, you for the grade, put it down, you for act up tight.
Okay, let's do this.
Like, no, it's not let's do this. It's supposed to be like, wham, bam, let's do this. Like, it's a whole other type of deal. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean,
if
a female naturally a freak, then ain't shit gonna change. Well, I think that when you got a little liquor in your system, whatever you naturally are, I just think that the liquor is gonna enhance it. That's just my own,
yeah.
My personal opinion. It's gonna enhance it. So if you want to fight somebody when you get drunk, you ready to fight even more. If you want to, you know, whatever it is, it's just gonna enhance it.
You know what? Though? I'm weird. I guess I'm different. I'm a person. I can lie to people a lot more than I'm drunk. I'm Drew, and I'm tipsy and stuff.
Really?
I tell you what you want to hear. I want to tell you what you want, what
God
you
damn,
want to
Daddy.
Know. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you what you want to hear. I'm gonna tell you what you want to hear, and not necessarily.
What's gonna benefit you?
Right. It's like, okay, let's tell you that.
Oh Lord, City. No, you can't just be lying.
Right. Shoot, it's
stuff.
Hard. It's hard
for me
to tell a lie when I'm sober. It's so hard. Because when you're drunk, you know, you can blame it on not remember what you said because you was drunk. You're sober, you can't play that game. You gotta hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Well, I
think over
the phone lines and quickly help you give us some help. I think we got people. If you do want to share, you know, you can always call 347-202-0389 and share your thoughts. I forgot to the phone lines. Go to my girl Kat. What's up, Kat?
Hello, all.
Hello.
Oh,
I am laughing at y'all.
Up,
y'all are doing too much.
congratulations on the feature and Demon Cameras.
Thank you so much. I had a ball working with you and Will and Rashonda. I had a ball. It was amazing.
Yes,
Go ahead on, Kat. So you was the southern season, which issue of Human Canvas for?
Yes, ma'am.
Turn up. Y'all get that Human Canvas magazine. Don't play. Get
my mama
done
already got
12. Look at me. Somebody get issue 1, 2. Y'all get issue 1, 2, 3, and 4. No, I'm playing.
Get them all.
Yeah, you got just it's like the generation. It's like you got issue number 1 and issue number 4. They're calling the same time. Damn. Nah,
yeah.
I'm putting
so
me on brand.
What's best for you, Kat? Drunk sex or celibacy?
I say drunk sex all the way.
I see the ladies feel me.
One more time, I've been listening to y'all.
Wow, okay,
all the way. Because when you're sober,
y'all
you're thinking about it too much.
Thank you.
I don't
want to
think about it too much.
Everything.
I just want to do it.
Exactly. Let your hair down.
It's too much to think about. No, we ain't got to worry about all of that. If everybody's inhibitions are gone, then it's going to be a wonderful night because we're going to do some things that probably you ain't even thought about.
Girl, okay, I am with you. And you wake up in the next morning like, damn, was that me last night?
I'm waking up the next morning like, did anybody tape it? I want to see the replay. I mean, I missed everything.
If you would put the camera up while you were sober, you would be good to go. See, I swear, y'all be cheating.
Nobody don't think ahead. My ideas come in as soon as that liquor gets a flowing. I wonder what I can do with this and what I can do with this.
I ain't never tried it like this. Let me see how I'm going to put this like this.
Go get some of that stuff over there. Let's see how that feels. Oh, my goodness. But y'all have been on it tonight. I have been listening to y'all, and I have been laughing my tail off at my little magazine premiere party I'm having with my little friends tonight. It's his birthday, and then, of course, the magazine went out, so we just threw it all into one.
Go ahead,
Yes. And it's plenty of liquor, too. So, Lord knows, might have a story tomorrow.
Okay, well, let's do that. What kind of time you on? What kind of wear you on? Somebody needs to come get cute and turn up now.
You know. Oh, my. But I'm too excited. Like I said, I'm too thankful that Teddy gave me the opportunity to be in the magazine and everything. And I hope that I have represented him in a, you know, respectable and a very out there way.
Yes, yes, yes. If they get the magazine, then they know how they'll see where they can find you. But just in case, let me quit. Just in case for the tight ass, I'm playing. Let them know
you what I'm saying. My Twitter already going off. Really?
Yeah, let them know where they can find you. Your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Facebook is facebook.com/Catalea2012. And Twitter is @CatalayaMonet, and Instagram is the same.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you, and thank you.
Oh, I had a ball. Thank y'all for having me.
No
problem. Yes, it's y'all.
I am
just laughing right now. See, two of y'all. Oh, Lord.
No, he can't get me on the phone with no other female
because
I'm just like,
yeah,
we can feed off of each other.
Okay. Show, when these other women call in, it's like they go, what if twin powers activate? They activate the goddamn hell of them powers and say, we going to turn to something that Sally J is going to be able to handle. What it is. Okay, damn.
Right. You let it all go, sweetie. You got the free permission just to let it all go. Y'all have a great time. I'm going to get back in here to my guests. I've enjoyed being here with y'all. And everybody go get the magazine. You're welcome, love.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, females are going to be
You're the one in the room with me now. You ain't getting so
I got you in the corner now. You ain't got no, you ain't got your back up no more.
I don't need no help. No help needed. No help needed, Smiley.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
I'm silly. So, yeah, so far, you know, everybody, well, the, you know, females feel like it's, you know, the drunk sex is the best. Teddy's saying he can do either way. I mean, what it is.
I really can. It just depends. You know, because let's think about this. Like, for instance, if you're a person that you come to one person, you do something, and y'all just naturally, both of y'all's inner freakiness know how to connect with no problems, then you don't necessarily need it. That's what I mean. Like,
well,
you don't need
it. What if you have
a
one-night stand?
But I need that. But when you, see, but liquor make you really, liquor make you, like, you know, when you ain't got no, you know you tired, and you know you need to be taking your ass to sleep. Liquor will make your ass want to still do something when you know your ass need to be asleep.
Yeah, you're right.
So I had a moment where I'd be like, woo, man, I want to get some right now. And I'd drunk by 50, and it'd be like, okay, you know, it messes it up for me. Lucky, I get, you know, and I don't know how through my drug use I find a way to keep self-control. Because sometimes, boy, and some people were around me when I was some of these drunk moments, they would be, wow, they would have a story. They would write a superhero book.
Daddy?
Yes.
You are something else.
Well, I mean, hey, let me get, I want to, we need some kind of sex song. Look at me, some kind of sex song. Who is that artist you played at the beginning of the show, Teddy? I was jamming to that song. He have a nice voice, too.
Oh, yeah, Keith Harper, yeah. He came on the show before. He was even played on his instrument on the show live while he was singing. That's how crooked it was.
Oh, well, he did. He has a lovely voice. That was a nice, I like that song. See, I'm trying to, I'm working on a video. Well, I'm doing my video next, in January, and it's just going to be a video basically about me. I'm going to have different things, and I can't give it, you know, can't give too much. I got to wait for it to drop, but I'm trying to find, like, slow music or sexy music, something like that, to play while my video is playing.
You going to be slow grinding one of these videos?
Well, it's gonna be, I can't give you too much, but basically it's like a day with T. Marie. So it basically goes from you catch me waking up with the no makeup on, all the way,
you
know,
in the shower.
Getting in the shower, brushing my teeth, the whole nine. It just don't follow
man.
Me for this
all
entire
right
day.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm wide awake with the video ringing. Make sure I was the first people watching. I'm just saying.
It's going to go to, like, some of my business meetings. Just catch a whole day with me. And so what I'm trying to find is because so I don't have to worry about as many words, which I'm still going to talk in the video, but so I don't have to worry about as many words, is trying to find, like, a local artist who wants their music to be broadcast more. And I was just going to put that, like, an artist, a new artist, just so their music can be in the background so it's, like, exposure for them, as well as kind of giving me what I need. So if any artists have music, hit me up if you want your music to be featured. You know, be a part of my DVD. Hit me up on actually Facebook, T. Marie the Model. So, yeah, I can work on getting that done because I have a couple of, you know, people in mind, but I'm trying to see who wants the opportunity before I just go, you know, the people who I know who's already more established. So. Yeah, so I don't know how I got on this topic. Oh, because of that guy with that nice ass voice. But yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, drunk sex. Good times.
I like
both. It is a bad situation, but
I mean, when you want you really
it's
know
it's
a person,
about,
either
it's
one
like, it's about when you're tipsy, it make you really want to act out on it. When you know if you were sober, you would be more cognizant and say, okay, no, I'm going to have some self-control tonight. But, you know, you'd be like, oh, no, forget that, no self-control. You know, look at what makes you not listen to yourself.
Have you ever had bad sex while you were drunk? I've never had.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, I had some bad sex.
Yes, I have. I'm about to say, let me cut you off on that right now and say, yes, I have.
have you? Yes. Sometimes I can be too damn drunk. And then forget what, you know, forget your little rhythm and stuff. Let me stop.
I hate lazy women. I hate lazy women. Like, yeah. Okay, get back. So it's one thing for you want somebody to hit you in the back, but you're not going to be doing no throwing it back and doing some moving around or something, not making it more interactive.
Why
she got to
be throwing it back?
You got to be throwing it. You
got to
be doing
it. Right?
You
if
be
she's tuning up right, you get that right
like
spot.
You're
like, now let me quit. Yeah, I was picturing. Anyway, yeah, don't judge me.
No, it's just real. Like, you step it up. Like, you be doing it. Maybe, like, not. You just don't. Okay.
All right. I'm going to turn over now. And what you going to do? You do what you're going to do. I'm just going to lay my dog here like I'm a fucking dead-ass dog. And you just fuck me. Like, no. Come on. Like,
Do something.
Be more interactive.
I don't know. Do something. Shit, because if I'm trying to get it on over with, I'm going to be throwing that shit like crazy. You'll be like, hey, hold on, slow down, dog. Come on. I'm a mess. Anyway, so yeah. I'm not talking about drunk sex and sober sex. Because me, it's just like me. If I'm drunk, I'm just gonna give you the time of your life. That's just pretty much it. I want to take you want you to do your sex IQ, but I think I want a song before then.
Okay.
What you think?
Yeah, let's go to a song. I need to read for a second.
I'm steady, whatever.
I do, man. It's getting hot, man. She's good.
I wonder if anybody ever faked the orgasm. Anyway, we're going to worry about that after we come from the phone.
Oh, well, okay, I'm going to take it.
I bet some women faked the orgasm.
One of my
like
favorite mainstream songs. That definitely says sex, sex, sex. Here we go, man. This is our Pleasure P. This is Under.
Oh, man.
Calling my river to let it know I'ma be on my way. Missing how the river flows, even though it's only been a couple of days. Cause it be raining and complaining, and you got that water made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's not worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. I'ma hold my breath until you feel it in your chest when I go under. I ain't coming up until you're screaming like it's up when I go under. You be making waves, my shit's getting can't handle that. I'ma take this cruise real slow. Headed to paradise. Close your eyes. All you gotta do is let it go. Where your body flows, it's a water show. And I can't stop until it's spilling over. See, it's a sight you see when it's coming. Telling me your body's getting closer. I got what it takes to swim up in it all.
just let the water flow. To the fight away, you watch it hurt the show.
Turn up. I wonder if he can really make me feel it in my chest. Ooh, don't judge me. I mean, I was just listening to his lyrics, and it just made me think, can he really? Anyway, yeah, so we're back, and we're discussing which is better, drunk or sober sex. Teddy say, you know, either or. Me, I say drunk sex. That's just your girl. So, I mean, y'all want to call in and share y'all thoughts, share y'all ideas, hit us up at 347-202-0389. I'll holler at your girl and your boy, C. Marie, and Steady Say. Yep, yep.
So. You know what? This knowing you, so long, I can tell why that's your answer. I can tell why that's your answer. I've been reading people all day, and I can tell why that's your answer, too. Just off of how I know you. See, this is T. See, you a real cool, laid back person, but you know you real chill. Just naturally, you real chill. But you telling you type of person, you just look at you, you for to act crazy and really let, and not just sexually wise, but just period. Like on a whole other turn up mode. It's like, whoa, what's ready for that?
I think Teddy, and sometimes I'll be like, Teddy probably be like, this girl here can really get wild like that. I can just feel what your ass be thinking sometimes when I say some of the craziest stuff. I say, Teddy probably over there thinking like, what the hell have I gotten myself into? Yes. Anyway, well, we was talking about, oh, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, well, me with that look. Yeah, I'm drunk. I get the, who was that? I think that was Plies who made that song. I get the drinking, get that looking in my hands. They do their own thing. Oh, anyway, let me quit, y'all. I'm going to act like I have some sense the first of the year. Anyway. So, Teddy, I know women, y'all call in too and let me know because I know I fake plenty of orgasms. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I am an actress also, so, I mean, it is what it is, but I faked up several orgasms. Shit. Have you ever faked one, Teddy?
Wow, that's a good question. I think I like to say, yeah. I'm going to say, yeah. I'm thinking, I know the exact answer, too. When I know one of the exact answers where I did it, too. Like, it just really, it's not really that we can fake. God can't really fake. If we're not going to have one, we're not going to have one. It is, like, it just, there's some people that just won't, you know, I'm like, oh, okay.
We tried.
We tried.
But then, how do you fake? Because I ain't going to lie. Well, I never had that.
I'm not people that be living into their own hype. Like, you live into your own hype too much, and you're not one of the people that I'm going to show you when I do it type stuff. You know, you want, it's okay to brag a little bit, but when you bragging over and beyond, I see sometimes that messes
sign,
up the
though.
Flow.
That's so kind of like a sign when a person always, you know, like bragging on what they got. It's kind of a sign
they got stuff. Because then they built this expectation they can't live up to.
Exactly, and I hate that shit because I've had guys who be like, you know, because, I mean, most guys know, and I mean, I think most females, and if any females, I don't know, I guess I shouldn't tell them if they disagree because they ain't going to pretty much disagree with me, but I think that all women want a nice-sized piece. I just think every woman does, and I think guys know that, and I've had guys who tell me, you know, oh, it's big, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. And I've had guys even sit there and get so wild that they send me a picture of their piece and they got these damn close-up shots. And I'm, you know, I'm like, I tried it, you know, one time I'm like, oh, yeah, he's working with a monster. You get over there and it's this but itty-bitty thing. It's like that shit pisses people. Well, it pisses a female off. A guy should just say, hey, I mean, I'm little. I had guys who tell me they, you know, little and stuff. Okay, I'm not going to talk to you, but we can still be friends. But I just don't see the point. But when guys like, oh, I'm big, I'm working with a monster, you really setting yourself up for a letdown because if you get in the bedroom with me and you telling me it's big and you pull it out and it's down, I'm be like, what the fuck was you talking about on the phone? I mean, didn't you say you was working with a monster? Look like you belong in a can of Vienna sausages. Just saying. Anyway. Yeah.
You know what, too? Like, for me personally, I mean, what I've noticed as well, man, how could I put this? Like, you know, honestly, it just went blanked out. No, like, a lot of times, a lot of dudes don't realize what a girl's saying, but they don't know what, they don't realize that what a girl's definition is. There's a lot of different ways that question can be answered. There's, because some people think it's always a number, it's always a numerical value. How can I put it? Like, for instance, like, some people, you know, they might have a long one, but it's thin as a goddamn pencil. So you get
yeah,
weak
right.
from it, but you ain't get no you ain't hit no wall because you just cause you ain't got no thickness.
You right. I mean, in my lifetime, I done experienced them. I'm playing it I'm thinking about
it. On the other hand, too, with some people on the other spectrum where they think what they love. Can't make it pet, but they pinky finger bigger than a goddamn dick. It's like that type of shit.
I don't know about that one. Maybe I haven't had them all. Cause that's kind of. I wonder how it's there. Anyway, not my problem. Try to figure out. I might be wrong. Maybe. Anyway. But yeah, so I know I fake orgasms. I'm not gonna lie. That's me. It is what it is. I'm going to ask you a quiz. I'm going to do a quiz with you, Sadie.
Okay. I'm ready.
You sure you're ready? You ready?
I'm ready. You know, I'm laid back. I'm waiting for you to take me on. Let's go.
Okay. I should have did the test on me first. I would have known what I did, but I'll do it. Okay, this is called Test Your Sex IQ, okay?
How many questions are there?
14, Sadie.
Okay. Let's get it.
Is that too many questions? Okay.
No, that's not. I was just trying to figure out how this all works. Okay, so we got 14 questions. Let's do it.
Okay. Is it possible for a guy to have multiple orgasms, true or false? Yeah or nay?
No.
You don't think a guy can have multiple orgasms?
No, can't have. Well, you can nut and then have it and nut again, but not like how women, not how women do.
I'm not going to lie. I don't do the multiples. I'm sorry, unless I just say met somebody who can really, really, really just put it down. But after one, I'm like, hey, let's take a break. Holler in about 15 minutes, and we can get right to it. Look at me, shaking my head. Anyway.
Y'all recover. Y'all, but, you see, the reason why it's a little easier for y'all because y'all got a quick recovery time.
crazy thing, hey. Women, we just some hot asses. Anyway, what percentage of men in relationships have an orgasm during sex? Is it 55%, 95%, or 75%? Do you want me to read the question again?
Number, what's the number of values in? 55.
Damn.
No, my final answer is 75.
No, it is. No, I'm playing. I ain't going to make you do it. Which
one? I'm trying to make sure my final answer. My final answer is 75.
It says, what percentage of men in relationships always have an orgasm during sex?
Oh, okay. I didn't listen to relationships part. I just listened to men in orgasms. Okay, what? Ask the question all the way.
Okay. Okay, what percentage of men in relationships always have an orgasm during sex?
And the number of choices were what again?
55. You say 55?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to know this question, too. Anyway, I'm going to read the question first. What is the average length of a hard penis?
What's the average size of a man's hard penis?
What is the average length of a hard penis? I'm going to read the choices. 4 inches. 5 to 6 inches or 6 inches?
5 to 6.
Good answer. Okay. If a guy thrusts too hard, he could break his penis. Is it true or false?
Well, he said, what's your question again?
If a guy thrusts too hard, he could break his penis.
False.
So if he's hitting it too hard, if he's hitting it and he's just hitting it and he's just hitting it and he's just pow, pow.
You gotta hurt yourself a little bit, but you ain't gonna break it.
Y'all don't. Okay. I wanna take mine when we get through. Who daydream more while getting it on, women or men? Who daydream more while getting it on? Men or women?
Women.
What are you going to get? He said women.
Because if a guy don't hurt, but he don't get to the point, sometimes y'all got time to sit there and lay and think.
You think?
A lot of times, bus first before the female. So y'all sitting there waiting forever for y'all to meet them. Y'all bring that date three before us. So that's why I'm going with women.
Okay. Good answer. Like on Family Feud. Get with a hand clap. Yeah.
Oh, I get a hand clap. Yeah, I wait till the end of the quiz.
Okay. Look at me. I love the audio, huh? Shaking my head. In America, most people number of sexual partner is in the single digits. True or false?
Most people in America?
Yeah. Most people in America, let me find it again so I can read it. In America, most people's number of sexual partners is in the single digits. True or false?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a second answer. True. Now, did it say most people or most men?
Most people number of sexual partners in America is in the single digits.
Yes, I'm still going to go with true.
Okay, true it is. Last one, it is. Okay, next question. I think it's just taking so long. Okay. In some parts of the country, girls have to get an approval from their parents before waxing and they're waxing down there.
So in some particular countries, girls have to get permission to wax down them?
Yeah. True or false?
True.
Okay. Okay, the clitoria has twice as many nerve endings as the penis. The bigger the
penis. That's why y'all can have multiple orgasms. I mean, that's connected to why y'all can have multiple orgasms as well. That's the reason why.
Okay. The bigger the feet, the bigger the meat. True or false?
The bigger the what? The bigger the feet are, the bigger the feet, the trigger the... Hell no, that's false.
Okay, next. Do guys have a G-spot?
What?
Do guys have a G-spot?
Yeah. We do. Y'all want me to get into that? Y'all want me going to that?
Yes, go ahead, because I don't think they have one. You go ahead and tell me. Go ahead. Please elaborate.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of almost, it's weird to kind of break this down. It's kind of like where y'all are. That's why, you know, when people, for instance, you mess with our ball so much, you know what happens to us? Yeah, it's like a little spot right there underneath the balls.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I ain't saying nothing. I'm going on to the next question because I'm not going to be getting explicit on here. Intercourse burns as many calories as running a mile. Burns. As many calories as running a mile.
No, false.
False? Okay.
False. Because that's contingent. That's really contingent on the people that's doing this thing.
Let me ask you this. We're almost done. If a guy has a small, soft penis, it won't be much larger when it's erected. Is that true or false?
You said what?
If a guy has a small penis, like if it's small and when it's soft, when it gets hard, will it be larger? Let me read it just like it say. A guy has a small, flaccid penis. It won't be much larger when erected.
No, that's false. Depends on blood flow and all kind of other stuff in contingent upon it.
Okay. After the bedroom, what's the second most popular place couples get it on? Either the car or a public restroom?
Car,
okay. Guys can fake orgasms too. You already pretty much talked about that, right?
You can't really fake an orgasm. You can't really fake an orgasm, so that's I'm going to say
that's
false.
True or false?
False.
Okay, let me click this continue button. Okay. Okay, out of 14 questions, we got 5 wrong. Hold on, because I'm almost finished with my test. So I don't want to even look at which ones, then we can talk about it. Most people are single digits. That's false. Because I know in America, these people be having one-night stands and flings. And we be wilding out here in America with this. Now, let me quit. I'm just playing. false. Clipper has twice as many nerves. True. The bigger the feet, the bigger the meat. False. Do you have a feet spot? I'm going to say no because I don't know. And, of course, burn. Okay, after the bedroom, I'm going to say public restroom. Look at me, my wild ass. Okay, let's see. What if I got a pass with flying colors? Oh, shit, I got seven wrong. Whoa.
Whoa. Look who's IQ is higher.
I wonder if we got the same ones wrong. Look at me. I'm going to compare now.
All right, comparison.
It's probably all the stuff about the men, because I don't know shit about y'all when it comes to that. Okay, so, Betty, you got...
I know about y'all. See, I paid attention. That's what I...
We both got number two wrong. The number two answer, I put 95, you put 55, so the correct answer is 75%. So what percentage of men in relationships always have an argument?
I knew it was low. I knew it wasn't going to be the highest one. You got to think about how the men don't want
to
go.
Dang, they need to get you a new girlfriend.
I'm
going to
tell you why. Because a lot of guys, you know, they can't be happy with one person, so they got to have multiple people. You know, they be going out doing stuff for the people.
That probably does explain that, huh?
Yep.
Number one you had, is it possible for guys to have multiple orgasms? I got that one right. And I put true and you put false. So the answer to is it possible for a guy to have multiple orgasms?
Well, what's the explanation on what they say?
They didn't give no damn
explanation.
Now let me see, because I got more wrong. So I got number four wrong. If a guy thrusts too hard, he could break his penis. I've heard actually on a TV show where they said that, like, this girl was like when her and her dude be doing their thing, that she breaks his penis. It's not that it actually breaks in two pieces, but it bends. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it, but I got that shit wrong, so it don't even matter.
Yes, I said false. I know you can't. You're not gonna break it. It's all right. You can.
And I do not believe women. I have never daydreamed. Like I said, I will daydream. Like if I said I want to start like fantasizing and role playing, you know, and stuff. But
like I said, it's like when y'all get bored and don't want. No, the guys, he's already came, and you trying to hurry up, and you know you want him to make you come. You over here mad, so you can't dream about something else while you haven't came, and you thinking about somebody else that made you come before.
I've never thought about anybody else. I did say the next time I had sex, I was going to think about somebody else, but I've never thought about anybody else, so that's why that question was hard to me, because I was just basing it about me, and I've never done it, but they say
right,
when you think
clap,
about
clap
it,
for you. Shout out to that. It shows that you focus on the penis that
I focus on trying to lay my business down because I be trying to put it down, make sure he don't go nowhere. Now, let me. I'm playing with my single ass. Let me quit. Okay. Then I got this wrong. Okay. Who daydreams more while getting it on? I put men, and the answer was women. Let me see if you got it. Okay. You was all right. In America, most people number of sexual partners is in the single digits. You put true. The answer was false. And then seven. Oh, let me hurry up. Okay. In some parts of the country, girls have to get approval from their parents before waxing down there. You said true, and I said false. Shit, I asked my parents nothing. Anyway. 10. Do guys have a G-spot? I put no. You put yeah, they do. Now, what is G-spot at again, Sandy? You say it's right. Oh, yeah.
It's called right in between our balls, right for you, like right between our legs, right underneath our balls. If you're in that area right there, that's why a lot of girls will be, you know, when they be sucking on dude penis, they start sucking on the balls and stuff and start really going. I mean, he goes, you see us go crazy. That's why, because you're getting close to that G spot.
Okay. Oh, well, see, I learned something today. So,
You did learn something.
I did. I learned a lot. I thought I was going to do better than you on the test.
A lot of people, I got to put a disclaimer right there. A lot of people, because I'm pretty cool and I'm pretty, you know, I'm just relaxed and stuff. And
it was most funny. You see me as an innocent person, they don't be realizing that, okay, whoa, wait a minute, he knows a lot more about the stuff that he do, y'all think he do.
I know.
Like, don't get it twisted, man. This time, it's bare room time. I turned to a whole other person. I'm ready to, like you said, I'm ready to handle business. And I don't think about nobody. Like you said, I can't think about nobody else. I'm trying to, I'm focused on you.
Say, y'all, don't play with Steady. Do not play with Steady. Anyway, well, I want to look at this one. My thing kicked me off. I'm trying to get back on here because I want to see about the calorie burning. Hold on.
Why are you checking that out? I'm going to go see. So you got to see what the phone lines. If you don't want to see, don't freak out. I'm just trying to double-check to see if y'all are starting to speak. So let me double-check. First, I'll call from the 757. What's up? Did you want to say something?
Sign up.
All right. I think 757 is listening. Appreciate you. Put that back in the mute. You good? All right. I'm going to check this phone line. I'm going to see if they get it. 470. What's up?
Hey, is that me?
Right. We got from the 470.
What's up?
Who is this? You got something you want to say?
This is Quay. What's going on? I don't know the topic for tonight. I just tuned in.
Do you want to know the topic for tonight? That's the question.
The final topic is
do you like love notes, C. Marie? What's the topic?
Which is better, drunk sex or sober sex? That's my hump day topic.
I'm gonna say sober, y'all. If I'm drunk, I'm gonna fall asleep on you.
That's the reason why, because like I was saying, you'd be tired more. You're gonna be tired because you're not gonna be able to control the fact because when you're drunk, you make decisions you shouldn't do. Like you'd be like kind of tired. And so you ain't going to perform as well as when you completely, you're going to do crazy things when you're drunk. You're going to have more energy when you're sober.
Exactly.
I have more energy when I'm drunk. Now, let me quit.
I mean, I agree. Some people are different. Some people, when they get drunk, they can turn up.
Once you make
it to the house or you make it to the hotel room, you kind of wind down.
Especially you gotta drive 40 minutes,
unless
man.
Unless you
know
God, you got there for show, they're waiting. No, let me quit.
For real. Well,
sober is good. I need help. But thank you for calling in and giving your opinion. You want to let people know where they can follow you at, or find you at, or stalk you at City Face?
Sure. Well, I live in Atlanta. Showing some love to Atlanta. All right, y'all. But I'm Quay Live from Kinky Convo After Dark Radio. Tune in Thursday nights at 11. We'll also be talking about, you know, drunk sex, too. So tune in.
Oh, I know you. I know the show. You are Pranaya's homegirl.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? She told me a secret about you, and I was.
Oh, hell!
You would not tell a secret online. You would not tell a
secret. It's a good
secret.
Relax, T. It's a good. No, she told me something, and it really hit that soft spot in my heart, man. Like, she was
what?
Like, yeah, she was telling me, you were one of the main reasons why she's trying to go start a show and really pursue going hard about it. I was like, what?
Hold on. Say it again. I can't hear. It's like your phone going in and out.
She was like, you're one of the main reasons why she was telling me you were one of the main reasons why she decided to really go about doing her show and really go hard at what she does of doing her show. And I was like, really? You know, because people tell you stuff, but you don't really be, like, believing because sometimes you be saying that. But when you hear that, man, it just, like,
wow, it was just like, it was, and especially it was a rough week too. And just hearing that, it was like, oh man. So I appreciate that, man. That really made my day, made my week. You know, it really hit that spot in my heart.
Oh well, you know, thank you. I try to be a leader at all times. I try, I do. But I love Pranaya. I love my co-host. She's awesome. She's doing good right now at the moment. She's really doing her thing. Oh, and
definitely.
Thank you for having her on the show and doing that interview with her, I think a year ago. I really liked that.
Yeah, we try to do a little side, you know.
Yeah, no. I do. It was nice. You did a good job.
Thank you.
I will play my song. Let me request a song. Play my song. I swear.
Oh, gosh. You're so silly.
Play my song.
Right.
But, okay, so as we got about, we even got them on Cosmos. So you got any last minute, so any last things you want to tell anybody?
No, I want to finish my quiz. Don't be rushing me on. Okay, let me hurry up. I got to wrap it up. Let me wrap it up. Count down. This probably, I'm just talking about the ones that the ladies probably really want to know. The bigger the feet, the bigger the meat. False, we already know that ain't true. Do guys have a G-spot? Yes, I guess it's what Steady was talking about. Can intercourse burn as many calories as running a mile? The answer is yes. That's what I wanted to know.
What? Well, I didn't know that.
Instead of having sex, go ahead and you can work. Instead of working out, just have sex. Sex is more as productive as
I won't lie, because I stay in shape very well. I have lots of sex.
I'm steady. And last but not least, can guys fake orgasms too? That answer is yes. So that's it. I hope y'all enjoyed my show. Actually, I had a blast, so I might have more fun than anybody. So be sure y'all follow me on my social sites. Hit me up on Instagram, TMarie_the_model. Like me on Facebook, TMarie the Model. And also hit me up on Twitter and follow your girl at TMarie_MOD. Thanks to everybody who tuned in and who supports your girl. Thanks to everyone who called in. I really appreciate you. Thanks, Steady J. We doing our thing, and it is what it is. Everybody, happy hump day. Go ahead, Steady.
Yeah, man. Oh, shoot. Y'all know how y'all can stalk me, man. Hell, y'all type in Steady J. SCDYLJDUSK. You type it in on Google, you're pretty much going to find everything on me, so it's going to pop up. If you ain't already, make sure you on DuskSlot.com. That's DuskSlot.com. Join it. It's free. If you're on Facebook, then you definitely should be on DuskSlot because DuskSlot gives a damn about you. We ain't getting no goddamn stock. You're not just another number. You are the number, if you catch what I mean. But, yes. And also, too, go cop that new issue of Demon Cameras Magazine. Issue number 4 is out. Y'all get to see me modeling my magazine, modeling debut. I'm modeling here and there. People, that's a not so well known fact that people don't know really that I be doing the shoes. I be modeling a little bit. It is not a big
thing. You be doing the damn thing, huh, Steady?
Yeah, I would try to do it, you know. But I gave y'all a little more skin this time. I thank you y'all for it. Even more skin in the future one. So y'all just be on the lookout for that. I'll give y'all more skin. But, make sure next week, make sure y'all, if you're in the Louisville, you just go ahead to Louisville and Dallas Fort Worth area, period. It ain't that goddamn far. Go to Blue Moon next Saturday. But to have Winter Wonderland and so be bananas. I'm just going to say, make sure you're there. I got some surprises up my sleeve. So if you're not there, you're going to miss some surprises. So it is on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that being said,
y'all, we about to roll. Now remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a change, or when there's a...
Hey.
Or when there's a... You...
There's a way. I ain't even sing this time. I was like, I ain't even gonna sing this time. I
had to switch it up. Y'all know y'all was already doing it the smooth way. I had to sing it this time. But
and
y'all
Teddy,
know y'all
don't forget to tell them that they need to make sure that they do it responsibly.
Yes, I did do that on the show today. Oh my God, man. Oh,
I got
hump day,
you, boo.
I didn't forget
I got
that.
You.
But also, the last reminder, remind you, if you go and hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
Responsibly, yes. Strap
all
up.
All right. We're rolling
out. Strapped up, shout.
Hey, make sure if you're not only responsible, make sure you do it right, if you know what I mean. But we out.